see you come outside. Let the sun shine down on your body, honey child. Oh, baby, honey child. Working lady,
get it good.
You're making all of that money. You're bringing home the bacon. Ain't got no one to tie you down, 'cause you ain't about that life. You know who you are without being someone's wife. Sunshine down on your body, honey child. Oh, baby, honey child. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's Lydia Pazard with Honey Child from her debut full-length solo album, Let Me Show You. A member of Toronto female vocal trio The Au Pairs and renowned cover band Dwayne Gretzky, the solo project is now giving Lydia a chance to bring her own jazzy R&B side to the fore. To learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome Lydia Pazard to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today, Lydia?
Good, Jan. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you join us today. You must be pretty happy to have this full-length solo album out there now.
Yeah, it feels really good. It feels very cathartic and exciting.
You're well-known on the Toronto scene. Obviously, you mentioned you're a member of the fabulous Au Pairs. You're also part of an amazing cover band, Dwayne Gretzky. I get the impression that you really love to mix it up. You know, you don't want to just stay in one area with your music.
Yeah, I was kind of always someone who enjoyed singing many types of music. Every opportunity that comes up that has music that I love, regardless of how different it is, I love doing it.
Now, I think as far as your own music training is concerned, I think you went to Humber College, didn't you?
I went to Humber College, graduated 2013, and did the jazz performance degree.
When you graduated, I always like to ask this question. Where did you think you were going to go when you graduated? Is this how you imagined your career would unfold?
Not really. I mean, the Au Pairs started around the time that I graduated, or that we all graduated. And I was already gigging while I was at Humber, which was super helpful to kind of have a bit of foresight to what would happen afterwards. But I was definitely going through a time of like, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to make any money? How am I going to be a performer? How am I going to get gigs in the city right after I graduated? Because Humber was such a safety net. And it was just so insular with the support and, you know, all the performances were geared towards like being marked and, you know, that kind of educational element. I was definitely had to like shift out of that, and it was hard for a little bit, but it thankfully worked out.
So tell us a little bit about the new album. We started off with the track Honeychild. There's quite an R&B flavor to this, but I noticed with the notes I was sent, you know, in preparation for the interview, I think you want to think of yourself as more as being, you know, this album being more than just an R&B album, don't you?
Yeah, I think that there are so many other flavors in the music, and I mean R&B is such a general term, so I'm not, you know, wanting to stray too far from it because I love R&B personally. But I think that a lot of the inspiration for the music came from folk, country, and soul music. So Honeychild, you know, has a bit more of that R&B soul flavor to it, but then skip to other songs in the record and they're like folk songs.
So tell us about your songwriting style. I know with the Au Pairs, you certainly write a lot with them. Do you find songwriting comes fairly easy to you?
Yeah, I'm not somebody who's writing constantly. I mean, there are definitely phases where I'm writing a lot and some where I'm not. I think it comes as easily as it does to me because I'm just speaking super honestly. I think that's easy for me because I feel like I'm often trying to reconnect with myself and how I'm feeling. And so if I can convey that in a song, I mean, a lot of that emotional work is done in some ways, but it's just about putting it in kind of a nice package for people to relate to and to feel from. So I'd say the songwriting is not particularly difficult for me because it comes from my own personal experiences.
So Honeychild, tell us a little bit about that song.
Honeychild was so fun to write. I think I was trying to kind of expand my knowledge of harmony on the ukulele, and I was lifting some Marvin Gaye tunes and discovered the minor 7 chord, and now it's all over all of my music. And that song especially, yeah, it kind of came lyrically as a message to myself to love myself and to appreciate all the different elements that I have in my body and in my soul and in my spirit, and just wanting to really love and honor that. And I think it's difficult for people to do that, so I wanted to kind of share my own personal letter to myself with everybody else so that maybe they could do that for themselves. The song kind of starts off in this soul, you know, groove, and then it jumps to this like really fun folky section, and I like the song a lot. It's really fun to play.
Well, it's sunny. Yeah, it has a great groove to it, as a lot of the tracks on the album do. Now, the interesting thing is you produced this with Robbie Grunwald, and I was I was surprised because I didn't, you know, I don't know how much production Robbie gets to do so far, but it's got a wonderful feel to this album.
Yeah, we worked really hard together. I mean, he's still growing his name as a producer, and he's so fantastic. But we also made the Lowlight EP together, and that was what shaped a lot of the production aesthetics that we wanted to carry on to the full-length album. A lot of that analog tape use, a bit of that nostalgic sound coming from those production choices. And then he also played bass on the album. So he's done so much, and we set a nice foundation for what we were going to do on the album in all the years that we were working together for.
Well, that's interesting because I know you get used to, you know, reading Robbie Grunwald on keys. I didn't realize he played bass as well.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, no, it's got a lovely groove to it. You also have some great players on this album. Tell us about some of the people that joined you in the studio.
Yeah, everything worked out so beautifully with availability. I mean, it's interesting because you can have dreams and you can have ambitions, but sometimes when people aren't available, whether it be because of their busy schedules or because of life, you can't really execute those dreams. But I got super lucky to work with Dean Driard on the guitar. My buddy Mike Ardaw from Humber played drums. He's an amazing producer and a super underrated drummer. And then Robbie did production and bass and keys. We had the amazing Drew Dreca do all of the string arrangements, and he performed them all. on the record from his home studio. I had my two friends from Humber, some of the most amazing vocalists that I know in the city, Claire Doyle and Joanna Muhammad, both of which have amazing solo projects. They sing backups. I had Anne Fung, who played flute. I had some guest artists like Champagne James Robertson play guitar. He played the solo on Honey Child and a couple of other tunes. And then I also had Josh Van Tassel playing on a couple of songs as well on drums. What is interesting is that the credits on the album totally grow because we threw Lowlight on there, and Lowlight is a completely different band. So it just added to this amazing list of musicians. Yeah, I've been so lucky to work with incredible people.
Does that mean that the actual album was, were these sessions over a period of time then when you pulled this, you know, the songs together for this?
Totally. I recorded Lowlight in 2017, 2016. Some of the older songs are also Well Wasted and Honey Child. Yeah, I guess Tonight would also be an older song as well, but everything else was written kind of with the album in mind. And so they're pretty new songs.
I'd like to go back to the album and play the title track, which is absolutely beautiful. Let Me Show You. Tell me a little bit about this song.
This was one of the more modern-sounding songs out of the collection of tunes that we had for the album. It was written very closely to when we were recording. Sometimes songs kind of pop out of the woodworks like that. They get inspired by the direction that gets established for the album. This song, when I introduce it live, I talk about how important storytelling is and how important listening to other people's stories are. I talk about our indigenous people and how storytelling is a big part of their culture and how we need to adapt that to us, to reconnect with them and to reconnect with each other. And I think that Let Me Show You is basically the sentiment of hear my story and understand me and see me, and I want to do the same for you. And that takes a lot of work and patience and open-mindedness. But I think it could change a lot. So that's kind of what the song is saying.
And I guess from your point of view, it's quite important to make sure that, you know, when you're performing like this, that you are sharing stories that, I don't know, that hopefully help people not just understand the song and understand where you were going with it, but actually, you know, maybe perhaps give them a chance to reflect on their own lives and maybe assumptions they make. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Absolutely. I think that I have an amazing blessing to have the platform that I have, and I want to use that to start conversations and to potentially open people's minds to so many things and so many types of people that they've never met, you know, that I just want to share my stories and other people's stories. And that's, you know, such a gift. I'm very thankful to be able to do that.
Let's play that song just now. This is Lydia Pasod with the title track from her great new album, Let Me Show You. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You wouldn't know it if I didn't tell you what you couldn't understand. No sense in believing a lie. This is the moment of prodigal return, the only way that we can learn to come out from the darkness and bathe in the light. We're gonna play.
open your eyes and see me. Reach out and hold out your hands. Then I'll tie you a free man.
That's Lydia Passard with Let Me Show You, the title track from her new album that's just been released. Lydia's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. Now, you're in demand. I mentioned before that, you know, you're involved in a lot of different projects. Curious as to what you have lined up for release shows for this album.
Yeah, we've got a couple shows lined up for next month. I'll be on the road with Charlotte Cornfield. And it's only a couple of shows, but it's Kingston, Hamilton, and Ottawa between June 14th to 16th. After that, I will be doing some folk festivals across the country, and I'm super excited to be doing that because I love folk festivals so much. And I'll be bringing the band with me for some shows. Yeah, and then hopefully doing some touring in the fall time.
So tell us what people can expect when they come to a Lydia Passard show.
You can expect lots of storytelling. I talk about my journey through music and what brought me to make this album in, you know, via my experiences, via my musical influences. I talk a bit about, you know, my thoughts and my passion for social justice and for certain demographics of people to be heard. Yeah, it's a very honest show. I think it's very conversational in an element that isn't necessarily, you know, a question-answer. But I think that these are kind of conversations that I have with my friends and different people. And I try and bring the audience into that conversation as well. It's funny. It's emotional. Sometimes there's a band. Sometimes I'm solo. But there's a lot of heart and a lot of honesty in the shows that I play, I think, at least.
Well, we do know that you'll be at the Hillside Festival this year. That is July the 12th to 14th. You're also, a week later, going to be at the Home County Music and Art Festival in London. A couple of great festivals. I always love it when people say, I'm going to be bringing the band with me. Tell me about the band for the live shows.
Well, the band might change its cast members depending on the show. My band is busy and they're amazing, so they're in different projects as well. But generally speaking, I like to bring Robbie Grunwald, Dean Driard, and Mike Ardaza guys on the album with me. But it's always fun to switch it up, too. So I think depending on the festival, it will change.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to catching you at Hillside, because not only is that a wonderful festival, but they're just going to lap up your music. There's absolutely no doubt about that. You're also a member of the wonderful cover band Dwayne Gretzky. They actually have an album, I think, that's coming out in August. And they're also on the bill at Hillside. So it seems to me, I mean, that band is really just a huge collective, isn't it? Does it change depending on who's available?
It's definitely a collective, but it's definitely, surprisingly, still a core band of the same people. We have lots of guests, depending on the shows, if they're big and they're specialty shows. But it's a core group of people, and it's a lot of fun. We just played Hamilton the other night, and we are touring it. Well, we did a little bit of a 90s show at the Phoenix in the last little while, and so we're still kind of sitting in that music. Yeah, it's going to be great to play Hillside with right after Dwayne Gretzky. It's the day after, but it's going to be nice to, you know, just be there and enjoy both projects.
Well, actually, I think that's pretty cool because, you know, people can come to Hillside and see your show and then come to Hillside and also catch, you know, the wonderful show with Dwayne Gretzky. I'm sure that's going to be absolutely fabulous. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can visit my website, www.lydiaprasad.com, and I'm all over social media and all those good things.
We're going to finish with another song from the new album. I thought we should play More of Me because this song really has a strong message. And, you know, you're certainly, as you've mentioned earlier on, you know, very conscious of when you're telling your stories, make sure that, you know, you recognize the importance of allowing people to be people and also the importance of being yourself in a relationship. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this song and what it means to you.
Yeah. I think, you know, sometimes when you write a song, there are different intentions and the intentions change the more you play the song. This was that situation for me with More of Me. I wrote the song in a place where, you know, I was in a relationship and I was feeling like the person wanted more from me, more time, more care, more love, more attention. But I was reluctant to give that. And when you're in it, I think my mindset was, oh, this is kind of, you know, taking a lot of energy from me. It's a bit tumultuous. But in retrospect, I was being emotionally unavailable. And that's why there was this, like, kind of need for more. And there was lack of balance. And so I think I remember the moment where I realized that the song was about emotional unavailability. I was playing the TD Jazz Fest last summer, and I was kind of joking around because the lyrics are a bit heavy in some ways. I mean, you know, in some ways they're not, but I was saying, and if you're emotionally unavailable, can I get a hell yeah? And I just kind of made a bit of a joke about it. And then, so funny, when those things happen, you never know who's going to capture that on, like, a video or something. And somebody had posted a picture of me with the same quote, and I was laughing. And then I realized, like, that's kind of honest. And so I realized, yeah, the song had different meaning, and it changed over time.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. It's an absolutely fabulous song. And, you know, one of the things I love when I talk to people like yourself is how authentic you are. And I just want to, you know, to compliment you on that. And certainly I'm looking forward to catching you both at Hillside and Home County this summer. This is Lydia Persaud with More of Me from her new album, Let Me Show You. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, Jan.
All the way.
stay.